The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, old dogs. This is your host and top dog, Bill Manicero. Today's show is a special rebroadcast of one of our most popular episodes. I'm introducing the show under the banner Best of Old Dogs REI Network Podcast. Well, enjoy.
Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello? Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is where to find below market properties in 2019. But before we get started, I just want to just touch base with you guys briefly here just to say, hey, I hope everything is going good with your real estate investing efforts. I want to encourage you. I think there's just some great stuff happening out there. We are really excited because some great things are happening on our end, which I hopefully will be able to share more in detail with you in the next couple of weeks to come here. But in the meantime, I just want to, just say, hey, there's a number of very cool things going on. I'm just going to give a little plug here for biggerpockets.com. It's a great resource, and I would really encourage you, if you haven't been there or spent much time there, to go there. Get involved, too. Go to the forums. Make friends. Start connecting with people. Ask questions. Great resources free there. Their analyzers are amazing. You can get these free analyzers to look at properties and start assessing whether a property would be a good investment or not. I mean, there's tons of articles. I write a weekly blog there. I'm contributing all the time. You can tap into I'm just one of probably hundreds of people that write blogs there. So there's a lot of great blogs and materials and information. I mean, anything that is real estate investing oriented, lending, investing, you name it, anything related to real estate, it's there. And you can make some great contacts. But one thing I just encourage you to do is start meeting people. I don't care where you are in this big U.S. of A or Canada or wherever you may be, there are other real estate investors around you. And I've just found that Bigger Pockets is one of the greatest ways to connect with people like that. Not only does it show meetups that are happening in your area, but you could just connect with people. You just start saying, hey, is there anybody from Tuscaloosa out if I said that right, wherever it is you're from, and start connecting and grab coffee with these people, and put your little mastermind together, or just making connections with and just broadening your network, because real estate is really all about relationships. And so I'm just going to give you that tip for today. Biggerpockets.com. Spend some time there, and I would even get the advanced I don't know what they call it now, but pay a little bit. You can be on it free, or you can pay a little. If you pay a little, it does give you more access to things, and I think it's well worth it. One of the best investments I make each year. But bigger pockets. All right, let's get on to our topic here. Where to find below market properties in 2019. Now, you know, one key strategy for success as a real estate investor is finding good investment properties that are under market. Okay, now this is a big one for me. Some people in this seller's market aren't so worried. They're ready to pay retail for things. But, you know, especially as we're approaching a market correction and, a possible recession here. A lot of people say it's not a matter of if, but when. I think you need to be buying properties that are under market. This allows you as an investor, number one, I believe if you're signing escrow papers, you should have built-in equity. When you sign those papers, that you know you've got a chunk of cash already in that property, even if you've taken out a loan, an 80% or 75% loan, whatever it may be, that you have that built-in equity. Then when you start improving it, you start increasing rents, doing other things to boost up the value of that thing, you already got a head start. It's just key, I think, to being a good real estate investor. However, today in today's selling market, okay, finding investment properties that are below market value can be challenging. Okay, so as we're looking ahead, we're already in 2019. They're out there, but just keep in mind, it's not as easy maybe, but they are definitely still out there. And how can you find those gems out there that you'll be able to buy under market from the get-go? So I think there's a number of ways to address this, and I'm just going to reveal some of the more effective ways right off the bat that you can take a look at. First off, you know, one of the key areas to find under market values are through motivated sellers, and there's a number of different reasons why a seller would be motivated to sell their property at a discounted rate. A motivated seller is merely a real estate investor or a homeowner who's selling his or her property with some degree of urgency. There could be many, many reasons why this could happen. It could be a divorce. It could be maybe there was a death in the family and they handed down this house that nobody wants in the family and they just have to sell it and liquidate it. These are people that are generally, they want to get rid of a property and they're very motivated to get rid of it fairly soon. Some of the tricks that come, how do you find motivated sellers? Well, one way is to, you know, work with the county officials or list brokers. You can get data lists, or you can get information from the county on tax delinquencies, people that haven't paid their taxes, or maybe they're late on their loan, for example, and it's a potential or a pre-foreclosure or something like that. There could be a divorce associated with it. So there are lists for almost all of these sort of desperate situations where you can find some good quick deals very quickly. So that's probably one of the biggest areas. Number two, there are real estate websites out there that you can contact. Now, if you have a friend that has access to the MLS, sometimes you can just, you know, do a search on the MLS and you can find properties that are definitely below market. You have to know what the market's, what the average market price is for a comparable house, and you'd have to go into it with some degree of knowledge. But if you have a friend who's a realtor that'd be willing to do this for you, that's very cool. You can also go under realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, some of these, Redfin, some of these that you can do some amazing searches in there and you can find properties that would also be under market, but actually listed properties. Spread the word. Let people know, you know, you're looking to buy properties under market value and get it out to your network and even post on social media. Get the word out that you're looking for this. Number four, foreclosures. I mentioned that there's certainly not as many foreclosures as there have been, but they're still out there. And there's always reasons why, even in a strong economy, why people might still foreclose or have to get involved in a foreclosure. There are some markets that are stronger in foreclosures. So, for example, in the end of 2018, places like Houston, Detroit, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Milwaukee, and Austin, they all had above average foreclosure starts in these locations. And a fifth thing, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, work with a real estate agent or broker. You know, there are some folks, maybe it's a newer person, and they're not going to just look for the person that's looking for their dream home, but this is somebody that wants to get some experience, that's willing to put in the time to dig for you and help you to find these deals. It could be a distressed seller, could be a distressed property, and you can find those deals with a good realtor. But I'm going to give you sort of a list here of, you know, probably close to 20 here, other things that you can find that you can go to as a resource to find these under market value properties, okay? Bigger Pockets, okay? I just mentioned them in the intro here. They've got a ton of stuff, and there's a lot of properties for sale on Bigger Pockets that you can go into, you can look at. If not, you can find people that have access to properties that are for sale. So Bigger Pockets, great resource. Wholesalers. If you don't know any wholesalers, find some. You know, there's some that may be a little shady out there, but there are some legitimate folks that just are looking at their, you know, they're the ones that are tracking down the distressed sellers and distressed properties. You know, they'll market up their 3-5%, but generally you can find these wholesalers, as I mentioned on earlier, Bigger Pockets. There's also a website called connectedinvestors.com, which is also a great networking place to make contact with people like that. Facebook groups, LinkedIn, where you can find folks like that. Facebook groups. You can get involved with Facebook groups where there are groups of, they have everything, every kind of group imaginable on Facebook. Real estate investors, multifamily investors, small multi investors, even probably wholesaler groups. I mean, you could find them on Facebook. Direct mail is a real common way. If you want to go right to seller, you can go through places like listsource.com or prospectnow.com and get lists of folks that are, you know, delinquent in their taxes or fall into one of these distressed categories where you can work with them. And, you know, you're not taking advantage of these people. You're trying to be a resource and to help them out of a tough situation. And there's a great way to do that just by mailing out and saying, hey, I'm looking to buy houses. If you have a situation, you need cash quick, I can help you. And there are a lot of sorting criteria. You can go out-of-state investors or people that have owned a property 10 or plus years, and maybe they're just tired of being a landlord and they want to get out. So direct mail is great. Cold calling. You can get the same list that you get from your direct mail and maybe hire a skip tracer to find the phone numbers. And you can even get the cell phone numbers for owners and actually, you know, text somebody or get directly in contact with them. If you don't want to pay, skip tracers can be expensive. It can be sometimes 50 cents a name. It could be $5 or $50 a name, depending on the quality of the lead. But there's a lot of a lot of skip trace options out there. Or you might want to, if you have the funds and you can tap into things like LexisNexis and TLO, you can also find that same information there. But you can call people, you can text people, and, you know, getting somebody's an owner's cell phone number is invaluable. Craigslist. Craigslist is, I mean, there's a ton of stuff on there. Not only is there a great, list of properties that are there, you know, some people, for example, that even list their rentals on Craigslist are usually people that are having trouble finding renters. And so they might be a good place to go to find someone who has an investment property that that they might want to unload. You can also place your own ads in there and saying, hey, I'm looking to buy. eBay. Yeah, I found properties on eBay, and you can find properties that are legit. There's a lot of questionable stuff, but there's also some real legit stuff on there too. So you could scan it. Look up commercial real estate for sale or residential real estate or search by region in real estate. So you can find a lot of stuff there. Or you may even want to hire like a VA to do a lot of this stuff. They can scan Craigslist for you, a virtual assistant type person. You can go through. These people are sometimes located in the Philippines or other countries, and they'll work for a real reasonable rate, and they can scan eBay and Craigslist and some of these other things. Even for rent ads, that's another great one. Going to looking for the best smaller properties and try to track down the owner. If this guy's running ads, maybe he's having trouble renting it out. Who knows? Health violations, you can get that through the county and city records. patients and people that are dealing with health violations, or might be people that are just had it with being a landlord and they're ready to tell you to sell at any cost. Real estate portals, I mentioned that, you know, your realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, those kinds of things. That's a great resource too. And then for more for commercial or multifamily, a LoopNet. Now, LoopNet, a lot of people say, well, the properties on LoopNet are those that really, you know, either overpriced or something's wrong, people aren't buying them. But there's, you can even do a search on LoopNet to find out those that are already off market. Okay, so they were listed on LoopNet, they'd never sold, so they've gone into this little abyss here, and you can look them up on LoopNet and actually call these people who maybe they listed on LoopNet for, you know, 6 months or something, never sold, maybe now they might be open to selling. You'll also find they have a section on FSBOs, for sale by owner properties. And these guys are, you know, if any way you can get direct to seller, you've got opportunities to set up deals to get owner financed properties. And maybe, you know, set up a deal like a master lease on a multifamily or a lease option for single families. Property managers, another great one. Property managers are dealing with all kinds of properties all the time. And they know the ones that are distressed because they're usually not getting paid. And so they may be a good resource where you could say, hey, do you have any properties? And they would do it, you know, with the idea of, hey, you know, maybe this the guy I have that owns a building isn't paying me, but maybe if this guy buys it, you know, I may be his property manager. Or so there are some pluses there. Appraisers and inspectors. These guys check out all kinds of properties. Some people will do an appraisal or an inspection if they're thinking about selling, so you could get to them before they list that property. So those are good leads. Auctions are, you know, good for distressed or foreclosed properties. Also, you can go to auction.com or bidforassets.com. Google Maps. Now, you know, we used to say driving for dollars, but I say, you know, Googling for dollars. You can do the same thing. You can cruise up and down the streets with Google Maps and be able to look at properties in a neighborhood that you're interested in. Sometimes you'll just see a property and you'll say, wow, this one does not look that great. Now, granted, some of the pictures are older, but if you can get a more current picture of a property, you know, and you can see it's kind of distressed or run down, I'd get the address and then do your research and contact the county and get the records and find the owner and maybe make an offer. So the ideal thing, everybody says, when especially when you're buying apartments and or value add type properties, you're looking for the property that is, for example, the C property in a B neighborhood, or maybe even an A neighborhood. It's a property you can get in there and you can upgrade it, and boom, you know, you've doubled the value of that property. So there's some good opportunities there. Vendors that serve apartments, electricians, carpet installers, roofers, plumbers, air conditioning guys, pool repair, or pool cleaning people, lawn care professionals that are dealing with properties, they're dealing with vendors all the time. Again, you know, they may see somebody that's having trouble with their property and would be a good one to know. You can get eviction records from the city or the county. If you've got somebody that's got a lot of evictions going on his property, you may have already a distressed owner there that might be interested in selling and selling quick. Old listings, I mentioned that on MLS or LoopNet, things that are listed over 6 months old, a property that's been listing and it's not selling. Great opportunity to go in there. Maybe now they're ready to offer it at a reasonable price. Other real estate investors. I mentioned early on about you know, making contact with people through Bigger Pockets and you know, or going to REI meetings or meetups. You know, making contact with other investors who may have properties they're getting rid of, or they're looking for. Maybe they got offered a property that it's not within their criteria, but it may be yours. And so, the more you can network and stay in contact with other real estate investors, the better. And I mentioned foreclosures already. But, you know, again, it can be single family or apartments. And I mentioned here when I was talking about the listing sites, too, if you're looking for apartments, you know, sometimes go to realtor.com and Zillow and places like that. A lot of times they have a friend who happens to be a realtor. They're selling an apartment, but they, you know, normally it would go through the, you know, to a commercial broker, or it would go to LoopNet. But yeah, they have a friend who's you know, sells single family homes, and they will list those homes. And so you don't always think of going to those types of portals for homes that are or apartments, but you'd be surprised how many are actually listed there. So anyway, that's it. Basically, in summary, if you know, all of these various avenues can be used by you for you to be able to access these below market properties. You know, you can build your strategy, your plan, your strategic plan for the year around this, which might mean identifying markets and hiring VAs or bird dogs to check out neighborhoods, purchasing mailing lists, mailing to the top three markets, narrow down your markets, set up your schedule so that you're calling 50 people a week on a regular basis and trying to make those contacts. So these are just some of the things that you can do to try to find those below market properties that we all seek out to be successful in real estate. That's it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here today can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. Look for the episode entitled Where to Find Below Market Properties in 2019. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.